Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the show, and welcome, Jewel. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Laurie. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's a beautiful day. We had a great week, a great last weekend. It was gorgeous. Weather-wise, and I know it's going to be a little cooler, but that's so it goes. It's October, so that's what happens. But looking forward to whatever the fall and apples and crunchy leaves on the ground and changing colors and the color orange, which is one of my favorites to have around, and it just fits the season, and I just love cranberry and orange and red, and I love it all. And I'm looking around as I look at my stuff on my house, and I'm thinking, you have these colors on permanently, so you must like them. So, but in my awnings on my house, there's an orange and a cranberry and almost like a brownish color and a deep butternut squash color. It's pretty, and I just like those rich colors. And so the fall, I'm also eyeballing my tree, which is beautifully turning colors, and it looks gorgeous against the awning and my pale yellow house. So anyway, I just love to look at that and notice all those little things, because you're supposed to notice all that's around you, Julie. So I really try to pay attention to the little things that not everybody looks at or takes the time. And so since I'm forced to do that in a way while I'm sitting here in my car taping and looking around, it gives me a lot of pleasure to do that and to take the time to spend on doing that. I love it. So, anyway, that's what we're doing. That's where I am. Let's hope this weekend, cool as it may be, is a good thing. I will tell you that this past week has been such a disappointment from the world of sports. If you're a fan of the Eagles, if you're a fan of the Yankees, the Phillies, I know they came back, and now it's 2-2 going into they have to win. I don't know when the game is, or by your time you're listening, maybe it's over. But we're taping on Thursday, and it was not and Penn State. Everybody, it was really craziness of losses this past week for the in the sports world. So we'll see where we end up. But one thing for sure is the Penn State stunk, and the Yankees were absolutely terrible. And Toronto just blew them away. Julie, I don't know if you're a fan, but they just blew them away, and they rallied on the, in the third game, a must win they had to, and they came back and they were great, and you would think it would carry over, and it didn't, and they lost. So sure. not a fan of what's going on, but now I will root for, actually, I always have had three favorite baseball teams, and they were the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Phillies. So we'll see what happens. As they all, I think we talked about before. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as I fan.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, God, I love it. No, I love
You're
it. You know, not, I watch. Yeah, well, I watch basketball, but not as much. It's not my favorite. I'm a football and baseball fan, and I've always been since I'm a young girl. My father made us watch football with him. And baseball and basketball for that matter, but more on the other two. And he said, you're not going to be a young woman who doesn't know how to talk about sports with guys, and I'm going to teach you this. And he told me positions and the names of teams and the players and the coaches and what this meant and what that meant. And so my father, who was a football player for West Scranton and then played in the Dream Game his senior year, he was an outstanding player, and he loved football, and we paid attention to it, and I loved every minute of watching. My mother would watch and call a touchdown a home run, or a home run a touchdown, or whatever, and we would laugh at her. But, yeah, I love it. I love because I scream, and I clap loud, and I yell, and I'm one of those kind of people, but I love it. I love to show expression. People, their ability, these athletes and their ability to do what they do is amazing to do, or in this case, to do what they didn't do.
Right.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. So now I'm rooting for the Phillies. The Phillies and the Dodgers are playing each other, so I guess I'll be rooting for whoever wins that, but I would hope it's the Phillies because my Sean is a big Philly fan, so we'll see. But that's the world of sports, Julie, and
okay.
We'll see what happens this week. And tonight, yeah, we're taping Thursday. Tonight the Eagles are playing the Giants, and we'll see who wins that game. So let's hope the Eagles win. They were 4-1. They were 4-0, and then they lost this last month, this last time to Denver. The Denver Broncos, which is coached by Sean Payton. And Sean's uncle, his father's brother, owned the house that I live in. And the Paytons own this house, and we bought it from them. And, well, actually, their daughter got it. And then we bought it from their daughter, Connie, and her husband, Dave. And so Sean, when my Connie's sister Nancy and I have been very good friends through the years, and before she moved out to Pittsburgh, she lived in Philly, and she would come in every year, and she would spend time with me. We would have dinner, and I would show her anything and all that we did new here, because she grew up in this house, and she loves it. And she is one of those things where I don't remember if she knocked on my door or if she called me one day and said, I'd love to introduce myself. I grew up in your house, and my family thinks I'm nuts that I'm doing this, but we love that house, and we want to stop in. I wanted to meet you. And so then she and I became fast friends, Nancy Payton, and I love her dearly. And so we talk a lot about stuff, but when she got an autographed picture of Sean and Reggie Bush at the time, who played for the New Orleans Saints, and he was the coach. And so he took a picture. It's got a picture of him and Reggie, and they both signed it and gave it to Sean. And I have that in Sean's memory books. And In any way, in the book, it said, from one Sean to another, I slept in your house as a young boy. It was so cute.
Oh,
so anyway,
adorable.
every time I see him on TV, I think, you know, he's first cousins to Nancy. He actually was in my house as a young kid. And it's just kind of neat when you think of that, because he really is a terrific coach. I don't like that they beat the Eagles, but he's a real nice dude, and he's a good coach. So anyway, that's my story on the sports end of things, Julie. Any stories from me on sports?
No, I think that maybe you could coach me in learning a little bit more. The only sport I have ever gone to a game and watched the whole thing with any interest was hockey. I do like hockey. I understand it. I think it's interesting. But I have never seen a baseball game, and I've never seen a football game, and I've never seen a basketball game, like from start to finish. I know they exist, of course, but, you know, it just has never been an interest of mine, and I cannot talk about it. I know your father would be appalled by my behavior right now, but, you know, we're not really an athletic people. We're here. We're, I think, more on the artsy side, and this was never something that interested me too much, but it, you know, hockey is the only one that I've ever like sat and watched and enjoyed. Don't figure.
Well, so, I mean, you know what, Julie? It doesn't matter. I was not a. Someone said to me one day, "Did you play any sports when you were younger?" And I said, "Why would I do that?" No, I didn't. The only thing I played zero interest, zero. I did play volleyball, so that's one thing. I twirled my whole life. That was my sport. My sister played everything under the sun, both of my brothers, but I had zero interest. I was such a girly girl that was never of interest to me. But because my father was a sportsman and both of my brothers played, but they didn't play football. They tried and they did a little bit, but they didn't play and do what my father did. And my children, their father is not athletic. He's not an athletic guy. I think he maybe ran like cross country or something, but my kids they both played t-ball and Sean played Little League, Tommy didn't, but played T-ball, and they both played grade school. They were on the teams, grade school for basketball, but neither of them were at all athletes. Tommy is a works out and does a lot of that now, but Sean is a runner, not crazy runner, but just for exercise purposes, and they've never been overly interested in, you know, they didn't excel in sports, and to me, I was more than pleased they didn't. They excelled in academics and to their where they are today. It's a good thing. So I'm happy that that's the road they chose, but sports is a good thing if you're good at it. If you're not, it can be one of those things where you just wish you would, but I love a kid, man, a young boy or girl who tries and stays part of a team and do what they have to do, regardless of their natural talent. If they stick to it and if they're a team, there's no I in team. So it all works. But when you're a good sportsman, that's good too.
Yes, I admire that. I never have been. If roller skating was considered a sport.
Oh, me too. I roller skated, Jewel.
That was my jam. I can still skate to this day.
Good for you.
Well, in another life, I would like to do roller derby. I mean, I never tried
me
it
too.
Because I figured I would get, you know, hurt, seriously injured. But that appealed to me. Race car driving appeals to me.
But oh God, no!
I like to drive fast. You know, I mean, I don't.
Well,
I
drive fast anyway. I just don't want to keep going around in circles fast. But I will tell you,
but
Julie.
It's a race.
I used to go. Were you was Skateaway still around when you were a young girl, or was that already closed?
Absolutely. In Taylor.
Okay, so, right. So we used to go there all the time. I used to love to skate, and I could skate backwards, and oh my God, I loved every minute of skating. It was a blast. When we were younger, that's all we did.
I describe it as the closest thing we're going to get to flying. You really do feel like you're going to take off.
Yeah.
Nothing,
and when you go backwards.
Nothing like it. Oh,
no, and the muscle strength and the muscles you use, it was really a clean, fun thing for kids to do and their parents to drop us off. Now, there was some making out on the mushrooms, a couple people here and there, those seats that looked
legendary,
like mushrooms. Yep.
Legendary mushrooms, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the old couples skating. Remember when the songs would come on for couples, and oh God, but I had a blast at Skateaway. I was just talking about that the other day because there was a piece on TV about an old roller rink that they're reviving, and I thought, oh, this is
locally.
I love it. I don't know if it's I don't remember if it was local or if it was a national piece. I can't remember, but I want to say it's not local here, but maybe Luzerne County. Like not Lackawanna County, but it might have been Luzerne. I'm trying to remember. But I think that that's so much fun, Julie. Those are the things you do. But anyway, let's hope for a good weekend of sports and may the best man win, and we'll see what happens. And too bad for the Yankees. I was so stinking ticked off, as are so many people, but there's always next year. So let's hope and pray. But in the meantime, Julie, we are going to take a break from the sports talk and the roller derby stuff and the mushrooms at Skateaway. And only if you were there would you understand. So I'm glad you did, and you were. So we will take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, what can you do for them?
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. So, Jewel, we have some stuff happening. I am going to try to get up this weekend to Ritter's to get some Ever Crisp apples.
Nice.
They took a little longer, so I think they're available. I think Doug Smith is bringing some to me today. He told me he picked up a few for me, but I'm going to try to get up there. I don't know if I talked about this, but about a week ago, Doug brought an apple crumb pie home from Ritter's. Ooh. And I can't have it because of the gluten, but he brought it, and I cut the pie for he and Meyer. And I have to tell you, Julie, it was absolutely beautiful looking, and they said it was delicious. And everyone who gets their pies there swears by them. So that's a good thing. So hopefully we'll get some apples and do some stuff with that. I'd like to make some homemade applesauce. And we'll see what we're going to figure out. Tommy made a gluten-free graham cracker crust cheesecake yesterday, last night. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that turned out. Yeah. And pumpkin bread will be making that. I found this new app, Jewel. So if you're scrolling through social media and you hit and you see a recipe, now I used to take screenshots and throw them in my images and blah blah blah. So there's this app called Recime, R-E-C-I-M-E, and you put it in, and then when you're on TikTok or Facebook or Insta or wherever you're on, and you see a recipe, you share it, and you go into the app and you link it to the app, and it saves in the app. And then when you want it, you go into the app and pull it up. So, so it's good. So I've been doing that, all different kind of pumpkin bread recipes, pumpkin coffee cake and all those fun things. So it is the season to make all that. And I am getting excited now with this weather turning and fun clothes and boots and all those kind of things. It's kind of nice for that. And Julie, you know, to be a little thinner buying clothes and different and boots and stuff. I just to give an update on that. I got weighed on Sunday, and I am down 79 pounds, Jewel.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yep. Very excited, very happy. And, it's good. And I got to keep on going. So anyway, just an update on that.
Yeah, that's
what?
Great. It makes shopping more fun when you've lost weight.
Yeah.
You have to buy a new wardrobe, and that's great.
Well, I have been buying things little by little, but it's good. But I love this time of the year anyway. Right. I love the clothes and the scarves and the hats and the gloves and boots and all that stuff. So that'll be coming. And then the great fun time is the holidays with Thanksgiving. And then, of course, our wonderful celebration of Christmas and Hanukkah and all those good things we celebrate. So that's all to look forward to. And we'll keep moving with that. But there's lots going on in town, Julie, that we know of. We do have the new mural. Is he finished or is he still in the process of that, Eric, mural?
Yeah, I think the elephants are complete, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but the last post I saw about it, it looked like it was finished. So that went up pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah. So we have that, and then we have you said there's something going on for, Anne-Marie Dupre is going to be up next and talk a little bit about what Mostly Opera's doing at Mondano. My son Tommy is singing at this Broadway event they have, which will be neat, and Broadway Theater will be kicking off their 2025-26 season, the 65th year of Broadway Theater this year, and that'll be happening in November. That'll be the first show. Happens in November, and that'll be with Six, which is, in case you don't know, it's the Six Wives of Henry VIII, which is really a cool play. And then all these other things that are popping up, you were saying there's a few. Why don't you talk about them, Joel?
Well, here's one that has your name on it, because I know you love this place, and I'd like to go to this myself. It's a Fall Food and Wine Fest at Lace Village. And that's next Saturday, October 18th, from 12 to 4. So everything is outdoors, and which I love. I love an outdoor shopping event. So there's shopping and also food and wine and beer if you want. So it's free to the public if you just want to shop and enjoy yourself. If you want to sample alcoholic beverages, you just need to purchase a wristband for $20 and, of course, be over 21. But it looks like so much fun, and it's a beautiful venue. And that one, I think, would be another great opportunity to start your holiday shopping if you are an early bird like that. Now, I haven't started yet, but I'm starting now to make my list of what I want to look for different people. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I have started. I have a few things, not a lot. But I do
That's
have a few, because I always pick up a couple things here and there, and I do have a couple, not a lot though. But I love doing that at any time. So the problem with me, and I thought about this yesterday, is that as many times as I want to buy something, I end up buying something for myself, and that's not what you're supposed to do. So that's the only problem with when I shop early. But anyway, yes. But so that sounds nice. So give them the specifics again, Jewel.
So it's a Fall Food and Wine Fest at Lace Village, Saturday, October 18th from 12 to 4. And the address is 1315 Myler Avenue in Scranton. And you can find this on Facebook. I will also put a link on our Facebook page for the Laurie Cadden Show. But if you want to Google it quick, it's Fall Food and Wine Fest at Lace Village. It looks like a great event, and it is a beautiful, beautiful venue. So, yeah, that looks like a good one. There is so much to do around here. There's never a shortage. There's never a shortage of events, and that is one good thing about social media. I know there's a lot of negatives anymore, but one great thing about it is you can promote an event in a way that you never could before. And we find many great things to do that way. Yeah, that is definitely a positive.
And Julie, the thing about that is it goes back to what I always say with social media, is post for good. If everybody just posted for good instead of trying to pick fights and everything else, post for good. And then it would be the tool I think it was meant to be. So
yes,
you're absolutely right. It's Julie. And you know what else, too, to mention is the trolley and all that, if any of those things, the train, the trolley, all that that's available to us right in our own backyard. That's another thing. I'm actually going on that ride. We have to plan that, and I've been promising a few people, and so we definitely are going to do that as well. And what a beautiful time of year in this neck of the woods to do that. And what else did you have? You told me something else was happening.
There is, yeah, there's two others that I think look great. So this one is happening same day as our show airs, but it's not happening till nighttime, so you have time to go. There will be a 10th anniversary block party hosted by UNC Pine Brook Revitalization at On and On in Scranton from 5 to 8, October 11th. And this looks like a lot of fun. They do this every year. Well, they've been doing it for 10 years. It's the 10th anniversary. And so there will be Groove Brewing will be there, Electric City Cider Works, and, of course, foods that will have games and prizes, axe throwing. That sounds fun.
Tarot, oh, boy.
Yeah, tarot readings, caricatures, and more. So, yeah, that looks like a really good time, too. So that's another one, and we'll post the link, but you could also look it up on Facebook. It's On and On, 10th Anniversary Block Party hosted by UNC Pine Brook Revitalization. So that looks fun. Another good one coming up at the end of the month, Blacklight Yoga Plus Farm to Table. This looks amazing. This is a Jaya Yoga event, and Hillary Steinberg does fantastic events. She is awesome. So this is happening October 30th from 6 to 8:30. The address is 318 Davis Street in Clark Summit. So they do Blacklight Yoga. So there's a Halloween theme here. Then there's a farm to table dinner afterwards. I think that's great. You have to pre-register
cool.
for that. Yeah. So again, we'll put the link up on our Facebook page, the Laurie Cadden Show. Be sure to follow us. It's Blacklight Yoga and Farm to Table, October 30th. Yeah.
She does a great job. But you know what? She works. She does our camp Healing Hearts. For the bereavement camp for Hospice of the Sacred Heart for children in the summer, and she participates with a bunch of so many other talented artists, and she does a great job with that. So whatever she touches is a good thing. So that's all good. Great. And then Jewel, the other thing we need to mention quickly is you were talking about a story you read or just information on bringing back the landline. And you and I talked about that.
We did. We were talking because I think this is interesting. There seems to be renewed interest in people installing landlines in their homes again because, you know, most of us got rid of them at a certain point because we all just use our cell phones and it became, we thought, obsolete. But there is a trend out there, and even locally, because I see my friends with kids posting about this and talking about it, and they are bringing the phone, the good old-fashioned phone with the cord, back home and having the kids, preteens, teenagers, are calling their friends on the phone again. And I think that's great. It gets them away from screens for a bit. And I think it's good for them to learn how to use the phone because there are a lot of people younger than you and I who seem to have a real aversion to picking up the phone, dialing it, and calling a person. They don't want to do it for some reason. I don't get that because I think had the experience of, you know, hours on the telephone, and we love it. We love to gab on the phone.
But Julie, these kids don't even want to dial their cell phone. They want to text. It's that instant gratification of text. Texting drives me nuts. And for me, it's a tool to use just for a basic conversation, basic info. But to have the ongoing conversations, it's just pick up the phone. But that phone, when there was no call waiting, there was busy signals. There were everybody's phone had a busy signal. I would be on the phone as a young woman on that phone at night nonstop. My mother, I don't know how I got away with it, because there were four of us in our family. And I guess my sister just didn't do it like me. No, I know she didn't. And so, you know, my father certainly wasn't on the phone. Neither were my brothers, really, other than girls calling for Timmy and hanging up on my mother when she would answer. But, they didn't do it. So I was on the phone nonstop. And then finally there was call waiting, and that was the perfect thing, I love it. And it's so important now, too, that you can be interrupted. If you take it, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But it's a it's a tool that's needed. But, yeah, I never got rid of my landline, Julie. I still have mine, and I'm happy to tell you I don't use it, but I'm happy to have it. So when it comes back in full force, mine will be ready to go. So
that's great.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we will be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who is the producer of this fine show, and Julie is the owner. of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Jules, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And, Jules, we have a special guest, as I talked about earlier. We have Miss Anne-Marie Dupre, who is the artistic director of Mostly Opera. There's going to be a wonderful event coming up called Martinis and Musicals. It's a five-course dinner set with live music of Broadway. It's going to be Sunday, October 19th at 3 p.m. at the wonderful Mondano Restaurant in downtown Old Forge, Pennsylvania. It is presented by Mondano in collaboration with Mostly Opera. The way you can get tickets would be you could go on MondanoRestaurant.com, or you can dial them, and Julie will put this up for you, 570-471-3230, and that can get you in. It'll list all of the courses and what's going to happen with that. They had another event. I have to say that my son, Tom Foley the Fourth, has performed in the last one that was done. That was an Italian opera, and this one is a Broadway musicals, which I'm so excited about because, as we were talking about earlier, Anne-Marie, Broadway Theater is presenting its 65th year in bringing the best of Broadway to Scranton this year, starting in November with the wonderful show Six, which is the Six Wives of Henry VIII, and so this is going to be really cool, Anne-Marie. Looking forward to this. I will be there with bells on, as I know you will. So talk to us a little bit about how you started working with Al to get this all together and do it there, and also where Mostly Opera has been and where it's going. How are you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to this upcoming event, Martinis and Musicals, and your son is going to be one of our stars. He has a beautiful voice. I'm not just saying that, a wonderful baritone voice, and we have a lot of other really fine singers on the program as well. Some older people, you know, who are in their 40s, 50s, and even 60s, and then we have some young kids who are just starting out in their careers, and they're in their 20s. And It's Mondano's is a wonderful venue. The downstairs is a little stage, a little theater, and that's where we will be doing the show. And we have a little stage with mirrors behind us, and it's going to be an homage to Broadway. And not mm-hmm. just the Broadway musicals and the Broadway theater, but also to the wonderful Broadway restaurants where people would go before and after theater.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting out with a complimentary store club cocktail, and everyone will get that. And all the recipes are taken from the great theater restaurants like Tavern on the Green, the Russian Tea Room, Lu Chow's, and many others. All of the hors d'oeuvres, the soup and the salad, the entrees. And it's just an homage to the theater and to the theater restaurants and to music in general.
Yeah, I love that that was incorporated into this because, let's face it, Mondano's is a restaurant and open for business, and you are a performing organization. So putting the best of those together, the restaurant world with all of those great restaurants in New York City that, as you said earlier, coming to or either after or before, depending on which show you go to have dinner or lunch in these great restaurants that are connected to Broadway makes a big difference. It's a lot of fun to do. You just going to them and being part of that experience is great. And so combining those, Anne-Marie, with Mostly Opera and Mondano and what they're hoping to do. And I was at the last one, which was the Italian opera. And I will tell you, Anne-Marie, as you know, that was packed, and it was a full house. I think they oversold. They wanted 70 people, and I think he ended up with 75 or 76, close to 80, didn't he?
Yes, yes. And we did the show upstairs, not downstairs. So now we can even fit more people downstairs.
That's right.
It's a lovely venue. And this really is the brainchild of Albert, who is the head chef there. And he thought of taking all of the restaurants, like Mama Leone's. I mean, who doesn't remember going to Mama Leone's? I remember going there as a child. And so one of the entrees is Mama Leone's veal cutlet a la Parmigiana. And he has Mama Leone's cookbook. And then we have Tavern on the Green Caesar salad and Russian Tea Room duck confit. It's just going to be, it's going to be lovely. And it's wonderful to put music with this too. And Mostly Opera has been around for quite a while. It was started by Norbert Betty many, many years ago, and I think it was called Opera 4 then. And as Norbert aged, he gave it over to the direction of Helene Tinsley, and she did a marvelous job, and she still works with us, too, as well. And hopefully she'll be coming to this. We had a bit of a setback during the pandemic because, well, we couldn't do shows. We had to cancel a big show that we were putting together. And then it was hard to get people out after the pandemic. But now people are coming in droves. And we also did another show at Mondano's only 2.5 weeks ago. We did a German opera, an operetta. Tom couldn't sing in that one. He had he had another engagement. But we did Mozart because Mozart is Austrian, and I did some Sigmund Romberg, and it was really, really quite lovely. Korngold, and that was sold out too. So we're really thrilled. We really are.
Well, what I also want to say, and I know it's hard for you to do this, Amory, because a lot of people don't like to talk about themselves, but you are such a talent, and you've been doing this in this business for a very long time. Can you just give a little bit of background on what your training is, what you've done, and let people understand that there's people like you with profound talent that live amongst us here in our wonderful town and contribute to the arts by bringing your talent and your know-how to Mostly Opera to present to the community these types of things. If you don't mind, could you just give a little background on your life?
Sure. When I was living in New York, and I was living in New York for most of my adult life, I came back, it's been about 14 years now. I came back to take care of my dad. But I was a soloist with New York Grand Opera. And we're the ones that did most of the operas in Central Park and Brookdale Park. And we also performed in Carnegie Hall. In the 90s, I made my Carnegie Hall debut in Verdi's Nabucco. And I also did Liu in Turandot at Carnegie Hall, and I did Mimi in La Boheme at Brookdale Park, and we had about 25,000 people at that performance. And I also sang with Palm Beach Opera. I did Mozart's Così fan tutte and sang the role of Fiordiligi. And I've always liked to teach as well. I love teaching children and young people, and adults too, but one thing I'm really good at besides singing, I'm good at singing, cooking, and finding talent. And I could find talent in a five-year-old. In fact, one of my former students is now starring in Mamma Mia on Broadway, and I'm so proud of him.
Oh, great.
I discovered him when he was six, and he was just the cutest thing. And his name is Javier Soto Burgos, and he's really doing a wonderful, wonderful job. I had so many talented children that I taught in New York. It was humbling.
Well, this is to my point, Julie. Julie, even just listening to Anne-Marie's pronunciation of all of these operas and words, and just it's just amazing to hear. She's just so poised and perfect at what she does. And I'm going to tell you this too, and she'll be blushing a little, but not only is she very talented, but she is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Thank you.
You are, Anne-Marie, inside and out, and you're so caring, and you've been so helpful to so many people. And she's a Hill resident. She loves the Hill. She loves Scranton. And she wants to make sure she continues to do what she loves and bring it to, as she's saying, the younger generation, the older generation, for people to understand what opera is. For those that don't really think they may understand it or like it, it reminds me of the old Pretty Woman scene with Julia Roberts going to the opera and not knowing what to expect. And she was so riveted by the performance, she cried. And that is as simple as, I know it was a movie, but I think that that's what happens when, and I myself have never gone to a full-fledged opera. Dear friend Judge Tom Blewett loves the opera, and so many people do. And when you have a great voice like that, it's just amazing. So I'm going to make it my mission to go to an opera so I can understand it and experience it. But I will tell you that without doing that, coming to this event will get you a little piece of any of them that you've done. It will bring that a little closer to what Mostly Opera wants to give to this community and has given. And Anne-Marie, you and I both spoke when I worked for the Everhart Museum, Mostly Opera, when Eddie Utan, God rest his soul, was involved, along with Helene,
yes,
and all,
yes,
of the performers that were there. And this performance was done in the art galleries of the Everhart Museum. It was such a beautiful way to hear it and to understand it, appreciate it. And you guys have been around a long time.
Fabulous.
Perfect for it. It was perfect.
Yes.
So I'm thrilled that you're still doing this and still going with this. And again, come to this one if you want to hear good old Broadway musicals, have a nice dinner. You can do all of this and be part of this. Anne-Marie, how much is it? Do you remember? Because I looked at that, but I don't see. Go ahead.
It's $57, plus tax, tip,
okay,
and drinks. But people will hear Andrew Lloyd Webber. We'll be doing from Phantom of the Opera and Sunset Boulevard. They'll hear Rodgers and Hammerstein, Rodgers and Hart, Lerner and Lowe, you know, all the greats. And all of these composers,
yeah,
were phenomenal. They were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
very blessed in the American musical theater and the British musical theater, because Andrew Lloyd Webber is definitely a Brit. So we have to give him a
right,
little plug there, too.
There you go.
So,
well,
no, it'll be a fun event.
Well, it's going to be, the last one was great that I was at. So again, it's called Martinis and Musicals, and it is Sunday, October 19th at 3 p.m. at Mondano Restaurant, which is on the main street in Old Forge, right on the corner. Can't miss it, and it's in collaboration with Mostly Opera. So come on out, make a reservation by going online to mondanorestaurant.com or dialing 570-471-3230 and make a reservation and come and see what goes on, because this will be a wonderful night or afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it. And Anne-Marie, keep up your good work and all that you do and bring opera to our community. So thank you for that. And everyone else, thank you for listening to us. We will see you next week. I always, as usual, thank you for listening. We'll see you. Have a good weekend. See you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.